Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen, I live in the city of Chicago. Donald Trump, over the past 2 months, has not only posted an AI video of Obama being arrested, but then after that, he posted an AI image of Chicago being invaded. After that, he sent the National Guard to Chicago. So I've spent my formative years watching the president do this. And just think about this. We saw these Nazi group chats, which I'm sure you condemn, right? This Nazi group chat.
Well, we can talk about it.
Do you condemn it?
I want to talk about it.
Wait, so when they said
no, I'm not
gas chambers.
Disavow
when they say gas chambers, you won't. So you're like J.D. Vance. You just won't condemn this?
Well, I actually had J.D. on the show today. We had a whole conversation.
You guys can all condemn this, right?
Hell yes.
Thank you.
All right, you guys got to check this out. I just got off stage with Chris Cuomo, Bill O'Reilly, Stephen A. Smith, Joe Manchin for some reason, but also Charlie Kirk's friend and producer, Andrew Colvett. I pressed him on that Young Republican group chat that leaked a few days back. And you guys aren't going to believe what happens. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed to see the debate show coming up.
Adam Mockler is part of the vanguard of podcasts on the left. He works with Midas Touch. He has his own standalone. Millions and millions of followers. He is one of the most listened to people on the left. Next to him is Andrew Colvett. He is part of Turning Point USA. He was the executive producer for Charlie Kirk, a very close friend of Charlie Kirk's, and he is carrying forward their sense of purpose on the podcast and with the organization. And I thank you both for being with us tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.
Andrew, let me start with you. We have met relatively recently. I was with Charlie on Patrick Bet-David's podcast for hours. We talked, we texted. It was fruitful, disagreed a lot. How we disagreed mattered. What have you learned, positive and negative, in the aftermath of his assassination?
Yeah, and by the way, Chris, he said really nice things about you in private, and that's why when we had a chance to get together, you know, after all of this happened, I was more than happy to connect, and I'm glad we did. What I've learned is that there is a really, really vile undercurrent of political violence. And, you know, we talked about this briefly, but it's actually emanating from the political left. There was a YouGov economist poll that came out, I believe, it was between September 12th and the 15th. So it was the poll started 2 days after the assassination of Charlie. And what they found was about 30% of self-described liberals between the ages of 18 and 39 believed that political violence was justifiable to advance political ends. 30%. Meanwhile, conservatives of that same age group were among the most peaceful. So you see this diversion that's happening. Conservatives are getting more peaceful. Young conservatives were more likely to answer no, political violence is not acceptable, than their older counterparts.
Well, Andrew pointed out an undercurrent of political violence, but there is a deeper undercurrent here of political radicalization of young people, primarily young men. So the same time that Charlie Kirk was tragically shot, another young white dude shot up Evergreen High School in Colorado, and this dude was a far-right neo-Nazi who had anti-Semitic messages online. I think that there's an undercurrent of radicalization that's stemming from a few things. As a 23-year-old, I lived through COVID during my most formative years, and I was able to rebound and have a social life, but a lot of young people didn't really get to rebound. Imagine having this bubble up around you during COVID, and you never really get to pull that bubble down, so you get sucked deeper and deeper down these algorithms online. Those algorithms are then, you know, incentivized to push the most outrage, whether it's foreign bots like Russia and Iran trying to get people outraged, or domestic actors. I think Elon Musk's Twitter feed, for example, is disgusting and could radicalize a lot of young people. I disagree with the idea that violence disproportionately comes from young progressives. It is uniquely up this year, but if you look at any polls, according to CSIS, political violence overwhelmingly comes from the right. These mass shootings come from the right. And when it comes to the leaked text messages that came out 24 hours ago, I don't think it's fair to say there's an undercurrent just on the left. I know what you mean, but there's also an undercurrent on the right. There is something deep and dark boiling inside the GOP, and it's like the Nick Fuentes factor. faction of the GOP. You can't deny that this is boiling when we got these leaked texts 24 hours ago. I do not like when people are characterizing these as kids in college. These were grown adults. Some of them were 32 years old. One of them was a state senator from Vermont. Today, we saw an Ohio aide with a swastika in the back. I would never claim that this is representative of an entire party, but I do think there's an undercurrent of radicalization on both sides.
Well, can I go ahead, Andrew, please put a point on it and then we'll go to the audience.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just, you know, and I want to find agreement. You know, Charlie, if you ever watch his debates really closely, he was a master at making that human connection with people. He would say, so we agree. He, even if they were worlds apart, he would try and find a place where he would agree with the student or the professor often that would come debate him. So I agree with you that COVID had a profound effect on Gen Z. I did not live through that, and my heart goes out to Gen Z students that lost their proms and their graduations from that and lost their social lives. However, the study you just cited didn't include things like, you know, the Tesla attacks that were against Elon Musk and Tesla.
The study shows lethal deaths, lethal violence. Lethal violence comes disproportionately from the right. The Tesla attacks were not lethal. We can point to the Buffalo shooting, the El Paso supermarket.
I let you talk.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Wow. All right. So there's a whole bunch.
I tried to debunk my study. So,
is it your study? Did you do it?
I did not do it, but keep
going. What is your point, sir?
My point is that time and time again, whether it's the Erin Burnett on CNN, God bless her, she tried to quote the same study. They didn't include a lot of what we would consider left-wing violence in that study, okay? First of all. Second of all, my dear friend was just killed by left-wing violence, assassinated in cold blood. There has been how many ICE facilities that have been targeted? And when you look at what's happening right now, I agree with you on the radicalization, but you have to be honest about the fact that you even admitted, well, this year it's progressives. Well,
I was
what
honest.
What about George Floyd? What about that whole summer of looting and rioting? Listen, there has been a trend of, I think, let's be gracious and say, in the era of Trump, maybe it's a reaction to Trump. I'm open to those discussions. But there is a justification for political violence. It shows up in every poll, and it's coming from progressives.
I have spent all of my formative years watching the President of the United States talk about the opposition party like they shouldn't exist. His claim to fame in U.S. politics... His claim to fame in U.S. politics was saying that Obama wasn't born in America. That is how he entered the political stage. He was famous before that, but that was his claim to fame. He was the first presidential candidate to ever chant, lock her up on a political stage. He tried to coup our government. Well, and I live in this, let me finish.
Tried to
listen,
lock
listen.
Him up.
I live in the city of Chicago. Donald Trump, over the past 2 months, has not only posted an AI video of Obama being arrested, but then after that, he posted an AI image of Chicago being invaded. After that, he sent the National Guard to Chicago. So I've spent my formative years watching the president do this, and just think about this. We saw these Nazi group chats, which I'm sure you condemn, right? This Nazi group chat.
Well, we can talk about it.
Do you condemn it?
I want to talk about it.
Wait, so when they said gas chambers,
disavow
when they say gas chambers, you won't. So you're like JD Vance. You just won't condemn this?
Well, I actually had JD on the show today. We had a whole conversation.
You guys can all condemn this, right?
Hell yes.
Thank you.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
But
Chris, can you condemn that?
Here's the point, of course. But that's easy. What
not
I'm
for him.
But you know what? This is not constructive, right?
What's happening here, and I know both of you guys, and I want to bring Joe in on this, and I want to get to the audience. But let's just be clear about where the path is forward.
I'm Luke. I'm originally from Amarillo, Texas. Go Cowboys, Stephen A.
he's going to leave again. Don't make him leave again.
Oh.
That was hard.
Sorry, I had to.
That was hard.
But on the topic of Republicans, I'm the president of the American University College Republicans. In the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination, our club has faced a barrage of insults, attacks, and hostility. I'm just wondering, how can we as students engage with those who disagree and remain respectful while also remaining firm in our convictions? And that's for the whole panel.
Well, would you tell us a little bit more about these attacks?
When we tabled a few weeks ago for our club involvement fair, someone came up to us, spat at our table, said, "You're not welcome here,
and
fascists."
Do you know who that person was?
It was just an American University student. And then
did you complain about the person?
We did, yes. And nothing
happened.
But Nothing happened yet, but it's just we're so used to it. At the we held a Charlie Kirk vigil. Students came up to us after, said he deserved it.
You said you had something you wanted to say in response to the American University guy who runs the Republican Club there, and said that people came up and said they were happy that Charlie Kirk had been assassinated.
Yeah, I believe his name was Luke. He said that a bunch of young progressives were coming up and acting in insane ways. And as a young liberal, someone who's on the left, I just want to say I wholeheartedly condemn anybody who is saying insane things about Charlie Kirk, horrendous things about Charlie Kirk. Anyone who is spitting or shutting down conversation, that is not what America is about at all. And I can very easily condemn when my side is going off the rails, but I just ask the bare minimum from Andrew. When they're talking about gas chambers and group chats, can you condemn that?
Are we really going to do this again? No.
So you don't condemn it?
Your energy is
quote,
so aggressive.
I love Hitler. Okay. Gas chambers.
All right, hold on.
You can't condemn that.
Just easy, buddy. Okay, so there is a whole conversation that I want this to be attached to, okay? And the whole conversation is that we have a guy who's running for attorney general in
Virginia. I condemn that. Okay, but you can't condemn
you
your
do,
side.
But your party is not disavowing you. It still supports this guy.
Name one Democrat that supports him in Congress who says, I support what
Tim
he said.
Tim Kaine just got asked on CNN tonight and said, yeah, I still support him.
Supports what he said?
No, he doesn't support what he says, but he's not pulling
so
his endorsement.
So no Democrat supports what he
so
said.
You're going to parse. Okay, well, listen. I condemn what they say, but I still support
thank
them.
Thank you.
People.
Why did I have to, pry that out of you?
You are parsing. It's basically a distinction without a difference.
J.D. Vance lied on your podcast today. He said these were young.
Whoa, look.
Yeah, I don't understand why this is
I got
so
some journalistic questions for you guys, so listen up. I have a research team, and before I say anything on the air, all right, and I got a worldwide audience. Everything that I am going to say, as far as analysis, has to be backed up by facts. I want to know where you guys get your information. Where do you get your information?
I have a diverse source. I think that if you just pay attention to online sources.
Just tell me where you get it.
CNN, Politico, but I also watch Fox News. I go online, so I use a lot of online sources.
Okay, yeah. So you get your information from the so-called standard media.
I said
CNN,
online, too.
This kind of MS, do you watch that?
No, I don't really watch the news. I read articles and I go online a lot.
Okay, so you read. Do you read any conservative publications?
Fox News, and part of my job is debating every day, so I do read a lot of Fox News.
So
I watch a lot of Charlie
okay.
Kirk as well.
Do you have a favorite publication that you go to on a fact-based situation? I read the Wall Street Journal every morning, all right? Liberal news pages, conservative editorial pages. And then I get other papers, too, but that paper I trust more than the others. Do you have a favorite?
New York Times.
Now, that says something.
What does that say?
So does the Journal.
Well, it's, as I just pointed out, you've got both represented in that paper. The New York Times is a left-wing paper. I'm sure you know that. These guys are very successful.
Yes.
They don't know enough. And I'll just give you a brief. Kennedy, 1963, Alabama, George Wallace, would not obey federal integration law. Would not obey. Kennedy sent 17,000 U.S. soldiers to Alabama, 17,000.
Guard.
Eisenhower did it before him, and on
that's
both
right.
bases, it was different than what we're dealing with today. And okay. It's very, very different than
now,
what we're dealing with today.
If you look at what Kennedy did, it's the same exact thing as not obeying U.S. immigration law.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't, because they're not disobeying the law.
You look it up.
The states are not disobeying the law. ICE is doing its job in those municipalities. It's not like Wallace not letting the kid into the school. I disagree.
Are you referring to the invocation of the Insurrection Act?
Yes, he is.
The Insurrection Act says that in order for the president to mobilize them, they have to be defying state law. So in segregation, they were defying state law.
I'm sure you know what the Supremacy Clause is. Federal law trumps state law.
Yeah, but there's a second part. The Posse Comitatus Act then says
that has nothing to do with immigration law. Posse Comitatus has nothing to do with immigration
law. What law is Chicago breaking, or at least the people in Chicago?
Chicago is a sanctuary city and state because of their politicians.
So it's legal in Chicago?
No. They will not cooperate with the federal government in finding people here illegally. That is a violation, just as George Wallace would not cooperate
except
the federal government.
Except they litigated the sanctuary city laws, and they were found to be constitutional.
Thank
so
you.
It doesn't meet
okay,
the criteria.
Okay, you're going to lose in the Supreme Court, and then
well,
when
then do it.
I'm going to hammer you
oh,
so
the Supreme
bad.
Court.
But that's
oh, no.
called justice. That's called justice. You just said revenge is wrong, retribution is right. That's just petty vengeance. Andrew Colvett,
yes.
I appreciate you. You're always welcome. Adam Mockler, I appreciate you.
Thank
You're
you.
Always welcome
you
to
are.
The conversation.
Adam,
thank Fellas, thank you both for joining us tonight. Now, I want to give you an opportunity.
Ooh, let me know what you think about that in the comment section. Make sure you drop a like, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.